Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit drinking.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
We'll be right back.
and welcome to Possum Hour. Hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. May Possum Hour set you on that path. It's going to be a good week. Closed captioning provided by the Dingus Corporation. Proud makers of chocolate-covered Brussels sprouts and chocolate-covered Brussels sprout folk buckets. Thank them again for their patronage. Told you guys about that chocolate-covered bacon. People. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer-Battered Shrimp. Listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Big radio entertainment, that is. Monday nights, it's us, Possum Hour. 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Eastern. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley's peyote trip. Wow. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chin Dribble and his guest, Nosh Krimble, and his 101 Amazing Uses for Zinc. And Thursday, it's Chunk Bluster, who continues his spiral into madness. Fridays, of course, it's us once again on Friday Night Possum. A week's worth of worthwhile time wasting. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Welcome to Woolworth, where there's always something worth shopping for. Every Valentine will love these hearts and flowers and loving thoughts expressed ever so beautifully with Buzza gifts and cards. Or 1 pound assorted chocolates in heart-shaped satin boxes, now $4.99. Mon Cherie chocolates even sound romantic and taste good too. They're just two for $3. And as you shop, stop in at our restaurants where we are featuring a cup of Maxwell House coffee for 10 cents when you purchase a patty melt platter for $3 at Woolworth, where shopping for values is a tradition.
Hello?
Hey, girl. I wrote this song for you. So if you could...
Shut up.
It's Valentine's Day, and I wanted to say that Cupid's arrows hit me in the most peculiar way. And I don't know how to say it, but in my heart, I know it's true. The only girl I wanna be with on Valentine's Day is your sister.
Ooh.
I wanna get with your sister.
Yeah.
Hooking up with your way hotter sister.
Ooh.
Do you think you could do me a solid?
Yeah.
And tell your way hotter sister I said hello. You're not offended, I hope you're not surprised, but I think I saw her giving me the let's go out the back and hook up in the shed until the sunrise eyes. And baby, I was wondering if it wasn't too much trouble, then maybe I could meet your mama.
Ooh.
Hooking up with your sister and your mama. Maybe cause some multi-generational drama.
Ooh.
Has your mama been doing some Zumba?
Yeah.
She looks really good for her age. Wait. Why are you crying? Why are you screaming? You sound like you're dying. It's really unappealing. Did you think I wanted you? Well, I honestly don't know how. You know your chances be a whole lot better if you shaved your unibrow. I'm hooking up with your sister, your mama. This is our friend, the Shonda, hooking up with your whole damn family. Your whole damn family.
It's kind of beautiful when you think about it.
You know what? Don't think about it. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone about you.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R. J. and his Gumby.
I'm having chest pain.
Chest pains on Valentine's Day. Hey, I liked that last song, man. That was great. I want to hook up with
you. Yeah, that guy was Jack Douglas with two S's. Yes. He's got a lot of Valentine's Day songs, actually.
That was good.
Mini on him. But, yeah.
So I seen a documentary that you might be interested in.
Oh, what's that?
It's called The Upside Down Book. It's on Tubi. This woman has a copy of Mein Kampf in her house. She had it there for 40 years. And it's her great uncle brought it back from the war. He said he got it off of a dead German that he killed. And she decided to do some investigating on it, how she got it in her possession, and where did it actually come from. There is an inscription inside to some family, some couple that just got married. So she did investigate. She went to find out these people and all that stuff. It's interesting. It's called Upside Down Book because that's the way they kept it in the house. They, you know, they had it upside down in the, like you have something covering yours.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
Keep it upside down, showing that to people or whatever. Yeah.
You don't put that front and center. Here's my copy of Mein Kampf over here.
An interesting documentary. She didn't find out too much about it, but she did find out a few stuff. She got in touch with people.
What was it called?
The Upside Down Book.
The Upside Down
Book. It's only an hour. It's only an hour documentary on Tubi.
Book. All right, on Tubi. I got to check that out.
Yeah.
You know, get my book out and see if there's anything written in it. Or
yeah. Find out how the hell you got a hold of that.
Yeah. Well, it's there, man.
That's so interesting.
This is something that crossed my mind. Here I am 61 years into this thing. And this is really the first time I ever put two and two together.
Yeah.
You know, it's 9 months almost to the day from Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
My birthday.
Oh, okay. You see that? This might be some kind of a connection there, some kind of cosmic connection.
I'm telling you, man, it seems to me that they were doing a nasty on a Valentine's Day in 1960.
There you go.
I'll bet there was a babysitter hired that night. Yeah, oh yeah. Fuck yeah, man.
There you go.
Just don't think about it. But man, you do the math on it, man.
There's something up there, yeah.
One day off from 9 months? I don't know, man. That's
Valentine's Day.
Look what's up that all. No wonder I'm so lovable. Yeah. Wah, wah. All right, man. So I was lazy and didn't want to do any work. So
okay. So you get the classic.
Try to blow something up brand new Friday for y'all.
Okay. We like the classics. Don't worry about it. We like the classics.
This one is deserved to be rerun. They had been doing the nasty at the dawn of time. That's what GT says. Well, I reckon my parents had sex at least 4 times, from my calculation. I would suspect a few more than that. Things being what they were. Okay, so yeah. I don't know. I thought of something, trying to think of something Valentine-y. And
yeah.
And like, how about the Broken Heart song? You know, the boo-hoo, I got a broken heart. Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, okay.
Kelly Clarkson. And this is the Howler Monkey's favorite song.
Oh, jeez.
This is when Howler Monkey used to scream.
Oh, God.
And she did it with her earphones on, so she couldn't hear that she was off key. It was Kelly Clarkson, man. Should we go to? Let's get in the Wayback Machine here.
Take it back.
Here we go.
Cheers. I'm sorry, Mo. I Larry, let me out. It's me, Chef. Oh, I was
Hey.
Look where you're
coming.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
That song made a nasty turn there, getting all kinds of violent, macabre.
What kind of shit is that?
I don't know. I'm not privy. Hey, what do we got here? Oh, this is a classic. All righty. Here they are, the Possum Lounge.
The Possum Lounge.
Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
Sweet Alice.
Thank you for coming. She's got a new avatar.
Oh, okay.
It's like a little strawberry shortcake kind of looking little girl drawing.
Okay. I can't see pictures at all.
Early on in my career, I got a job drawing strawberry shortcake, but I turned it down because I'd had to move to Cleveland.
Oh, okay. You regret it? Was you think you could have career could have went someplace else?
Might have been good for my career, but man, I'd have to live in Cleveland. You know what I mean? My son's finding out. He's living up there. This is his first winter in Cleveland. Oh, how fun.
Okay.
Oh, how fun it is.
Fuck strawberry shortcake. Fucker.
Yeah, that was back in, I had some balls turning that down because I was working at a shit job, minimum wage. But then right after that, I got a pretty decent job. And, the rest is history.
Things fall into place with you, man.
Well, you know, you just gotta. It's like my new mantra, man.
Yeah.
What's that lady say? I accept what I can't control. I accept.
There you go.
What I can't control, man.
Yeah.
Just gotta roll, go with the flow.
That's the AA prayer.
Is that it? Is it really?
Yeah, part of the AA prayer. Yeah.
It's awesome. You know that guy, Bill.
Yep.
I read that on his deathbed he wanted a whiskey. And they said, no. Man. That was severe. I'd have given him a whack.
Bad. Yeah, give him a fucking whack.
Jeez. Guy.
That sounds
There's
made up anyway. But it could have been. Could have happened. Who knows?
I know. It's probably made up.
Yeah.
98% of the shit on the internet. Dr. Cake is here. Dr. Cake is here. Would
Dr.
not be a
Cake.
Show. Without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
I read something that I had multiple sources on it, so I guess it is true. Her own tweet. That one African-American gal, she's real pretty.
Okay.
Candace Owens. And she works for the bad guys, you know. She's a she's a right-wing person.
Okay.
She admitted in a tweet that she thinks the moon landing was faked. So, credibility, man.
These people exist. I'm fucking believable.
As bold as life, man.
Uh-huh.
Let's have some fun. What's a conspiracy theory that you just can't help but believe? Mine is the moon landing. What the fuck?
Oh, fucking
people. I see why they're paying you the big bucks now. And here we are, toiling like schmucks on BTR. Thank you for coming, Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Daddy G's here.
Hey, Daddy G.
Popped in the lounge. He has a show on the Blog Talk Radio on Saturdays at 9 Eastern Time.
Daddy G.
A night with Daddy G. Right?
Yep.
Not an evening. Not an audience.
Nope.
Night. Daddy G. 9 o'clock.
Gary U.S. Bonds Jam.
Don't miss it. And our good friend, Ford Prefect, is AWOL once again.
Still missing.
40 lashes with a wet noodle, sir.
There you go.
If you're tuning into this... in the archives. Nah, he'd like that too much.
He's into that.
Yeah, I think he's into the wet noodle thing. Oh, well. Hope everything's all right, man. Because, man, I heard a friend of mine had a stroke, you know?
Yeah.
Like, man, it was so, you know, what's going on for the weekend? Well, I had a stroke. I'm in home.
What the whoa?
So, fancy him up a card tomorrow. Get well card. Something to do.
There you go.
Keep me off
Bring
the street.
Bring him a little humor. Give him some humor.
Yeah. I already got it figured out. I should have gotten to the greeting card business because I'm really good at making cards.
There you go.
Anyhow, hope everything's okay with our pal Ford Prefect. And there's G.T. Trenton. G.T. Trenton, the strongest man on the internet.
No doubt.
He's also a color man for the Pittsburgh Pirates on the radio. I mean, listen, he's been calling games for like 2 years. He's a younger guy. He just retired. And he's been on there for 2 years. And for 2 years, it's been bugging me. Who does that guy sound like? He sounds like somebody. I don't know, G.T. Trenton, man. That's funny. I don't know why it finally hit me. Probably the tinnitus. Makes me tune in. And there's our pal Hope.
Hope, what's your?
Gave us Horton Heat song.
Horton Heat.
Coming, sir. First man in the lounge. Only man in the lounge for a while. thanks for coming, sir. GT's still not hearing well. That sucks, man. I don't notice the tinnitus until I think about it, and then I.
There you go. Like, you just brought it on yourself, right?
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
You need CBD gummy bears or THC gummy bears. That shit knocks it right out.
I need something. I'll tell you, man. Get your ears cleaned out. There's an idea.
Yeah. I've been putting peroxide in mine. That's supposed to, but I've been doing it.
Huh. I'd like to. Now I'm thinking about cleaning my ears when we should be doing a podcast, man. All right. The waxy buildup. All right. Thanks for coming, Hope. Thanks for coming, gang.
All the people's eyes.
On the line, we have the esteemed gentleman himself, the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking.
Good to be here.
Professor R.J. and his Gumbies. Mm-hmm. Put them all together, and that's the Possum Lounge.
Yeah. With your super host, Copper.
As the Beaver. But the cue. Really fucking cue.
Me, I'm wild about myself. I love me, my picture's on my shelf. You may not think I look so good, but me thinks I'm just fine. It's grand when I look in my eyes and know that I'm all mine. I love me, and my love doesn't bore. Day by day, in every way, I love me more and more. Myself and me, we have a fight, and I can't fall asleep at night. Till I kiss me, then I'm all right, I'm wild about myself. Myself to death. I love me till I'm all out of breath. I stop at every looking glass that I should chance to pass and give myself a hug and squeeze as I look in the glass. I love me, I'm wild about sweet me. I love me, only me, so I'm content, you see. With me, I get right in my tub. I let myself give me a rub. Oh, how I love to feel me scrub. I'm wild about myself. I think I'm just a dream. Me thinks I'm plenty keen. I'm such a doll. For me, I'm all a fun. fire. I am my one desire. I love me, I think me is a prize. I love me, cause me is just my size. I take me in my parlor and I sit on my settee. And then I lift myself right up and bounce me on my knee. I love me, I never leave my sight. I love me, I'm with me day and night. I take me to a quiet place, put my arms around my waist. If knee gets fresh, I slap my face. Wild about, I'm wild about, I'm wild about myself. I tickle me.
Is everybody happy?
Sing it.
Todd Samauer says, suck it.
Yeah, baby.
All righty. There you go. That was a beauty.
I like that.
Recognize him?
No.
Is the infamous Mel Blanc.
Oh, that was Mel? Oh, shit.
That was Mel. He's kind of doing almost a Bugs Bunny voice there.
Yeah. Huh. There you go, Mel.
I wonder who the backup band is, though, because they were hot.
Nice, nice piano going on there. Yeah.
Oh, like the Firehouse Five or something, man.
Uh-huh.
Kicking it.
I was just watching the founder of the Firehouse Five Plus, too. He was on Groucho's You Bet Your Life.
Ah,
I've been watching that.
Those are great.
And he was also a cartoonist, too, the guy who worked for Walt Disney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought the whole band were cartoonists.
Yeah, well, maybe. That's the founder. He had Ward in his name. I forget it now. Ward. Not Jay Ward. Ward something.
Ward Kimball.
Kimball. That's it. Ward Kimball. Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Cartoon history, man.
There you go. You know it.
I know a little bit. More than the average bear on a cartoon.
That
would have
been your subject if you were on the show.
Yeah.
You would have won $100.
Have you seen the Jay Leno version of the program?
I have a chance to. I don't know. I should try just to see what it's like.
Let's see. Do I have an appropriate? Yeah.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah. It's not so good. But that Jay Leno.
He's a pissant.
He quit being funny like, I don't know. The late 80s?
Maybe he never had it.
Maybe he never was. I don't know. I used to watch him when he was on Carson. He was the replacement on Mondays.
Yeah.
Because Johnny was getting so lame. Breath of fresh air. Poor Johnny.
I was always a big Letterman fan.
Yep. I always had to go with the Letterman man. But then when he went to CBS, it wasn't as good. It wasn't the same.
Uh-huh. Yeah, when they got shuffled about, everything fell apart.
I gave
up. House of Cards.
No good anymore. I quit. Well, I used to watch late night every night, man. Watch Johnny Carson, David Letterman.
Jimmy Fallon, man. I can't stand that little prick.
Oh, man. The fake laugh. He fakes laughing all the time. He's hitting the pounding the desk, man. He thinks he's channeling Sammy Davis Jr. over there.
In Saturday Night Live, he was always giggling at during the skits. Someone smack him. Smack him aside the head.
I don't mind the dork that's on after him. Who's that? Seth Meyers. He's okay.
Okay, yeah.
He's got some good commentary, but it's just, who cares about these so-called celebrities that they have
that's
on as guests?
Dick Cavett. Dick Cavett was the show.
Yeah. And those are like a time capsule, man. Those hold up really well because it's just people saying saying what it was. So I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up the fact that the ex-president was flushing papers down his toilet. And the plumbers in the White House were like, "Ah, man, I kept clogging up the royal can there." The paper shit. And that was what he would remember. He was always bitching about the toilets, and they don't flush hard enough.
Yeah, it was a flushing right, yeah.
You're going to flush it 10, 15 times, he'd yell. Because, he's trying to get rid of evidence, man. Crazy.
I'm sure they got a nice fire fucking place in there. They got all this.
What the fuck? Why didn't he just have a fire going 24-7? Uh-huh. He could just chuck stuff in there. Uh-huh. He wouldn't have to worry about it. He's super genius. So what are you gonna
do? Yeah. Stable genius.
Stable, that's it. Stable genius. Him and Mr. Ed. So you want to do a quickie?
Yeah, lay a quickie on us.
I got to do a massive dump, though, first, man.
Yeah, you got it with that.
Dumps. They call them dumps. Big, massive dumps.
There you go.
Oh, lovely.
His golden toilet.
Yep, his golden commode. All right, where the quickies at? Where the quickies at? All righty, here it is. This is one for Ford Prefect, the mayonnaise song.
Okay.
I said, hey, yo, hey, yo. I really, really love mayo. Hey, yo, hey, yo. I la, 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 love mayo. Hey, yo, hey, yo. I la, 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 love mayo. Hey, yo, oh, 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 hey, yo. I really, really love that mayo. It's so wonderful, it's so great. On my sandwich or just straight. The whole world is in a craze, going wild over mayonnaise. I said, hey, yo, hey, yo, I really, really, really love mayo. No, no, this is not a phase, I will always love mayonnaise. Hey, yo, I really, really love mayo. I said, hey, yo, hey, yo, I la, 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 love mayo.
You fucker!
All right.
The mayo song, man.
Yeah, there you go. Have it with your steaks when you're eating steak songs. There you go.
Oh, man, I tell you what, I wish I didn't like mayo. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I really like it on a few things. That's about it.
Oh, I fucking love it.
To hold
mayo.
My egg salad together, that's the only time I like it.
Man, when I discovered Wendy's hamburgers and they put mayonnaise on them, I'm like, no way. Put mayonnaise on a hamburger? Oh, my God. That opens up a whole new world.
There you go.
The boneless roast.
Pretty fucking weird, man. They put mayonnaise in square hamburgers.
Square hamburgers with mayonnaise.
With mayo on
it.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's something different.
Oh, Cake wants to rubber roast, man. Shall we rub our roast?
There you go. It's rubber roast.
All right, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Vincent Price.
I choose a boneless roast, boneless roast. I choose a boneless roast, boneless roast.
Pork.
I choose a boneless roast, boneless
pork.
Pork.
I choose a boneless roast, boneless.
I love a good pork sandwich.
I choose a boneless
sirloin pork sandwich.
Pork
sirloin pork sandwich.
I
rub my roast with 2 teaspoons of spiced salt and granulated pepper, and I roast it first uncovered in a roasting pan with a lid for 20 minutes at 475 degrees. I rub my roast. I choose a boneless roast. I rub my roast. I choose a boneless roast. I rub my roast. I choose a boneless roast. I rub my roast. I choose a boneless roast. When the fat is browned, I take the roast from the oven and lift it out of the roasting pan. I take a pound of pitted prunes and 2 onions peeled and cut into 8 and stir them into the pan drippings with a cup of red wine. Then I set the pork back in the pan on the bed of prunes and onions. I toss in 2 or 3 cloves and a bay leaf, and I cover it tightly. The pork should roast 30 minutes per pound of meat, so for our 5-pound roast, it will take about 2.5 hours. I rub my roast. I choose a boneless roast. I rub my roast. I choose a boneless roast. I rub my roast. I choose a boneless roast. I rub my roast. I choose a boneless roast. Let me tell you, the smell of this roasting should drive the most complacent family wild with desire. Somehow, the kitchen starts to smell like some wonderful magic is taking place, and believe me, it is. The prunes taste divine. Even prune haters will love them. Your reputation as a cook should take off from here. Sit back and enjoy the compliment. Boneless roast. Boneless roast. I choose a boneless roast.
Brilliant.
Massive dumps.
It's Valentine's Day. Rub your roast. I like it.
That's true. That I love hot sauce too. Daddy G's hot sauce. But my whole thing about I love about hot sauce is like no calories in it. You can slather hot sauce. my mouth watered. But the mayonnaise, man. Oh, boy. Hey, you just slap that on my fat ass, man. Straight on my ass.
See, Dad, I don't like fatness shit for some reason. I'm trying to put on some weight.
I'm coiced. I got the curse of the cat people. I love hot sauce. Kate says she hates it. I love hot sauce, and I love cheap hot sauce, man. Buy this cheapo hot sauce, 79 cents a bottle, and it is so fucking good. It's
what's
like
GTO
a base.
GTO saying? GTO
it's the
loves
same
that
as,
hot sauce.
He says he loves it. He just made triple threat go. Hot sauce.
There you go. He don't fuck around. He likes that atomic shit.
Yeah, I don't like the stuff I have isn't as hot as it is tangy.
Okay.
It's like the Tabasco. It's based on a Tabasco, same kind of formula. Good stuff.
I haven't cared for it.
All right, man. Well,
take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay.
Awesome.
What is it? What is it? What is it?
Oops. Well, you'll have that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. I didn't upload at 3 minutes. Figured I'd knock one of these.
Eh, bring it back.
One of these things here off of the old board here. What do we got? Boy. Okay. Well, right. Let's do this one. Why? I don't know.
Spin the bottle. You know, good. You got to spin the bottle?
No, I don't have to spin the bottle. Rub my roast is actually at 3 minutes. So I'm going to pick the 3 minutes that's not quite 3 minutes.
Okay, good.
And pass the savings along to you.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like the hot sauce, man. Still haven't cracked open my new bottle of Worcestershire. I can't say Worcestershire sauce. only a Bloody Mary away from...
only a Bloody Marys.
All right, gang, 3 minutes. You'll never get it back.
There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar. It isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new sound, so deep down in the ground, is the sound made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. That like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new sound, so deep down in the ground, is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new sound, so deep down in the ground, is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new sound, so deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep under the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new sound, so deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
McDonald's French fries.
Alrighty.
Dig it.
Know what he's talking about. Alright, now for the real news. Oh man, did you see this headline? They had the big game last night, the Super Bowl, you know?
Yep.
And the halftime show there, they had the rappers and all that, you know? That's not my type of music. So, like, instead of bitching about it, I just, like, did something else during the halftime show. You know? Because if you like that shit, get off, man.
Just
you know?
People don't like it. People like Knock it. People yourself don't.
But one of these guys in this show, Snoop Dogg, the Snoop Dogg fella?
Yeah.
Well, a journalist caught him actually smoking marijuana before the halftime show. This Snoop Dogg fellow.
Oh.
Shocking.
Shocking
development.
I can't believe that.
I know.
I can't believe that.
Of all people. This guy, Snoop Dogg, gonna smoke a joint?
Fake news. Fake news.
Thank you, New York Post, for breaking that hard-hitting. Here's Snoop Dogg warming up before the halftime show. That's funny. It's not shocking. That was an all right game, but the fucking, I don't know, didn't end well. We got the loonies with that hate the mask mandates and shit, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
And that big deal up in Canada, man, on the border.
Yeah.
These jamokes were blocking the bridges and whatnot. Well, this enterprising young right-wing jack-off in Akron, Ohio... 20-year-old, they don't give his name. Oh, no, they don't give his name. He called in a bomb threat.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He called in a bomb threat to Ottawa because he wanted to, so police would waste their time chasing the bomb threat, you know, and whatnot. But he called Ottawa, Ohio, though. And it really didn't pan out so good for him. So they're probably going to press charges and whatnot.
That's a big time, too, calling it a bomb threat. How stupid can these people be, man?
These geniuses on the right, man, I'll tell you.
Oh, Christ. Good.
Ottawa.
Hang on.
Ottawa, Ohio. It must be like every place in the world in Ohio. You know, you got Lima,
Miami,
Ohio. There's a Baltimore, Ohio. Oh, I mean, this is sad. This is sad. This is sad. Well, no, I don't know. Depending on where you look at it, I felt bad because I felt like I was part of this mob. Came after this poor guy, the Hudson mayor. Remember Friday we were talking, he said ice fishing would eventually lead to prostitution. Well, he said he was kidding, man. Like, come on, guys.
Come on. Now I don't know about that. There's at least come back saying, I was joking.
My attempt to inject a bit of dry humor to make a point about this in the midst of a cold, snowy February was grossly misunderstood, he explained. But this pity party doesn't end there. He fucking resigned, man.
He resigned? The
fuck
it. Did that comment?
He says, fuck it, man.
I had to be more to it than that, don't you think?
He says he's drawing too much attention to the city and, being mocked because he's being mocked and drawing national attention. He's taking his ball and going home.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Fuck him.
He says, and since the passing of my wife, I've given considerable thought to the next stage of my life. You could hear the violins.
So his wife just passed. That's why he had prostitution on the fucking mind. That's how that comes up in every conversation.
Oh, man. Well, good luck, Mayor. Whatever your face is.
We wish you well.
Yeah, why not? All right. Let's head over to the animal world. Animal world.
Yeah, we like the animal world news.
Okay. This one's heartbreaking, man. From the Huffington Post. Kenna Johari, New York.
Yes.
This is upstate somewhere. This fella's got a 110-pound Vietnamese pig.
Yeah.
Pot-belly pig. And it's against the local ordinance. It's considered livestock. But he says it's an emotional support pig.
Oh, jeez.
But it's a nice, if you watch the video, you got a video, it's a very nice pig.
Well, most
very
pigs
friendly
are.
Pig. You know, he's a nice guy.
A buddy of mine had one.
One of those pot bellies?
Yeah. That's a big, fat thing. I forget how we got rid of this thing.
Yeah, so they're going to court over this thing. He says this isn't like livestock that we're going to eat.
Yeah, well,
you're going to pet it.
Still, you have the fucking...
You're going to love it and pet it.
It's supposed to be a pet.
All right.
Remember that guy that had a pig? That guy that kept it in the basement and the pig died? They couldn't get it out of the basement?
Yeah.
And they had to tear down a wall to get the corpse out of the basement.
Should have just, carved it up for bacon.
Yeah, why not?
Sheesh. But not in front of the Ope. Talk like that. All right. Here we go. A flight from Kuala Lumpur on Air Asia was interrupted and had to make an emergency landing because one of the passengers noticed a snake on the plane.
Snakes on the plane. Mother,
there was a fucking snake on the plane.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane!
You got that right, Jack. I don't know what kind of snake it was. They couldn't get it. It got loose, so no injuries were reported, though.
How the fuck you get a snake on the plane?
I don't know.
I gotta go
in one more time.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane!
Alright.
I was reading about that. Samuel L. Jackson said he'll do it before we even read the script.
Yeah.
And then as there was discussion, the producers wanted to change the name to something else. And no. I want the name snakes on a plane. That's why I'm doing this fucking movie. He insisted on the name staying. That's great, man. I like that.
Snake on this motherfucking plane. I don't know, man. I got mad at him when he started doing those Capital One card commercials, man.
A little bit of a sellout.
Sold out to the man, dude. You used to be cool. What happened?
I'm with you on that. I forgive him, but still.
Well, he's doing a motherfucking sellout is what it is. It's a motherfucking sellout.
Yep.
Quote me. Alright. Guinness Records. We only got a couple. We got this man from Yemen. A Yemen man. Broke
Yemen
his
man.
Own world record when he managed to stack. This is... You gotta see this to believe it. He stacked 4 eggs on top of each other. One.
Whoa.
Two.
Whoa.
3. 4. Balanced.
How do you even do
in
one?
An egg tower. I know. How do you get one to stand up? And he beat his own record of 3 that he had.
Jesus.
But, wow.
Were these eggs examined? Something going on. Little gorilla glue on the tips. Even if you had help with the glue, still, how can you do it? How can you fucking... balance that.
How do you get, maybe the first one and then maybe you might get like the second one, but how do you get that fucking third and fourth one on there? That's for crazy, man. I don't think our dude in Idaho could do that.
No, nope. In fact, we're going to write him, challenge that one.
But a pair of Idaho men did recapture a Guinness record when they threw 51 wet sponges in the other's face. In 30 seconds. I don't know how they come up with these, but David Rush sat there with his face out, and then Hollywood Hannon chucked sponges at his face. They beat the record of 47 in 30 seconds, so they threw 51 sponges. And he said the trouble is that we use warm water, but it gets cold after a while.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Not the most fun. It's a great video.
Old
Hollywood Hannon. So, thought I'd end it.
Yep, that's a good one.
Thought I'd end it here on a poop story. Yeah!
Oh, okay.
Apparently this is true. A bidet company. It's a little late. We should have had this one Friday. Tushy is the name of this bidet company. They've manufactured bidets.
Mm-hmm.
And they're offering $10,000 to the best post-Super Bowl poop photo sent in on what it calls Super Bowl Monday.
Oh,
they're dead
so
serious.
Sick.
They're dead serious, man. I don't know if you ever... Did you ever look at that awful Hustler magazine back in the old days?
Yeah, which one?
Well, there was a section in the back where guys would send in pictures of their dumps.
Oh, jeez.
And they would publish pictures of your dump if it was...
I don't remember
that's
that.
What this reminds me of. This is so fucked up, man. Who the hell is going to sit there and look at pictures of people's poop and judge them? And how do you judge them? Quantity, quality, color, texture.
Go. Artwork. How it landed.
Yeah, symmetry.
A lot goes into that. It's art, baby.
So, good luck to everybody who pooped this morning and took a picture of it, because... I just flushed mine. That was, you know, it was...
Yeah.
I figured, yeah, why break tradition? All right.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
Valentine's Day.
Doke.
Take it.
So, found that one this morning.
Good find.
And I, you know, I said to myself, this song's got to be about something other than Valentine's Day. So, to explain the song, it's a David Bowie song. All Valentine's Day, and it refers to a 2008 university shooting in northern Illinois that occurred on Valentine's Day. So it's a gun control, pro-gun control message.
See that? There's a little something in this song.
Yeah. You David Bowie there.
Yeah, Davy Jones.
He was deep.
Well, he did that, Uncle Ralphie song, Cousin Floyd song, whatever the fuck that was. What was that? Who did that PBS TV show? Uncle Floyd. There
Floyd?
You go. Yeah.
Hey. Say so?
Yeah, we played it before. I like
we
that
had
song.
To... He had the crazy eyes, too, man.
Uh-huh.
Two different colored eyes, man.
It was weird. He was a weird cat.
Yeah.
He was a
gender
fucking
bender.
Alien. He fell to
gender
earth.
my buddy in one summer was a kind of a conservative guy. I don't know why I was hanging around with conservative people politically.
How did that happen?
I don't know how that always happens. Anyway, he was in the ROTC and shit.
Uh-huh.
And we just hit it off, hung out. And David Bowie was on Saturday Night Live. And he comes out wearing a dress.
Yeah.
And this guy's just like, no. And then David Bowie was cool. I'm like, dude, apparently you haven't been paying any attention to David Bowie, man. He's a whack job. He's out there. He'll do anything. You don't care.
I felt the same way when it first came out. I remember my cousin got that album where he's wearing dresses. He goes, what the fuck is this? I didn't care for his music either. Then I found out he did Space Oddity. I didn't know he did that. I'm like, whoa, okay. There's something more than
that. He was one of a kind, man. That's for sure.
He always credited Philadelphia for accepting him. Then in the beginning, when all these other states didn't like him or whatever, cities, because he wore dresses, Philly always accepted it.
Ah, so you're a bunch of fagulas out there, huh?
Uh-huh. It seems that way. No, just cross-dressers. We made cross-dressers.
Right.
Yeah,
well, yeah, it's Baltimore.
Baltimore,
Philadelphia, your cross-dressing region. So, GT's got to go. I think he's smelling a yodel on the horizon.
Yeah.
Good one today. Yep. Oh, I read this thing. This is kind of neato. The story about the guy who used a potato in a baseball game. I was looking for potato news. Mashed potatoes. Yeah. But it wasn't a mashed potato, but for some reason, these minor league guys, they were having this terrible season, and it was like they're coming toward the end of the season, and the guy, this catcher, thought it would be a hoot to introduce a potato into the game.
Okay.
So they, him and his buddies planned it all out, and everybody was in on it, and they were going to wait until there was, you know, there's a... An out, there was two outs and a guy on third, and then he would throw the potato over the third baseman's head, and then when the guy came in to score, he'd have the ball in his hand and go, ha ha, see?
Okay. All right.
It didn't work out so good, though.
No.
It didn't work out so good. Because he'd ask this guy who he thought knew what he's doing, he says, so what would happen? He goes, oh, they just replay the play. No, what happened was they gave the guys the score. They let him score and then kicked him out of the game, and then he eventually got fired from baseball. So,
which makes sense. I didn't realize it was during the fucking game he did that.
Yeah,
it makes sense. You don't fuck around touring a cake.
Yeah, there wasn't much of a sense of humor about that. I don't
know.
But they fined him $50, and instead of paying him $50, he put two sacks of potatoes on the manager's desk and said, "There's at least 50 potatoes in here." And he walked away. That was the end of his baseball career.
Potatoed out.
It goes to show you, man.
Funnel potatoes.
Seemed like a good idea at the time, right?
But, really, dude? Really?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. One more. I got to go in one more time, man. Can I indulge me one more time?
Enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane!
Gotta have your full.
Oh, the... GT says, a sense of humor is putting saran wrap over a toilet seat. Well, you remember, who was that, Michael Caine?
Yeah.
He put the saran wrap over the toilet seat and then chopped the guy's legs off?
What's that for?
Wasn't that Michael Caine that did that?
I don't know. Just chopped the guy's
legs off. He was on the show.
Up.
Don't you remember? Michael Caine came on, and then we started to occupy Michael Caine page and everything.
We're talking about the wild pranks he used to do. Okay, I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's some old Michael Caine gag. But you got to chop his legs off. That's the funny part.
I've forgotten all about Michael Caine on the show.
Oh, man, that was a long time ago, man.
Oh. My favorite would always be J.D. Salinger and Barney Fife, Roommates in Heaven. That's my favorite. Waiting for the water guy. That's a landmark there.
Sometimes it pays off to drop them on their heads a few times, you know? Just enough.
I don't know, man. It seems like you dribbled them.
Alrighty. What am I looking at? I'm looking for a polka. What the fuck? What's going on here, man? It's Yodel. It's Yodel Day. Crying out loud.
Yeah. Gotta have that ready.
Okay. We got us a Yodel ready right here, ladies
and gentlemen. Oily, 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 oh, oily, oily. Oily, 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 oily,
oily, oily, oily, oily, oily, oily, oily, oily, oily, oily, oily, oily.
This is a new song called Heidi, the Yodeling Slag Heap Skier. She sits on the slag heaps on a Sunday morn. Doesn't matter if it's raining, if it's cold or warm. When she's sitting in the dirt, she wears her knickers round her skirt, blowing on an alpine horn. Yodeling, 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 you're an outy little bugger. She likes to nip in social for some après-ski, a pint of Irish coffee or a cup of tea. With a bob hat on her head, Ray-Ban shades to knock them dead, all the fellas there are on their knees. Yodelay, 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 you're an empty little bug. When it's spring she dances round the town, with flowers in her hair and her face cast down. With a pocket full of frogs, she tap dances in her clogs. She'll give you a kiss for half a crown. Yodelay, 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 you're an outy little bugger. She can ski like buggery down Purple Hill. When the outbound sea are coming, it'll make them ill. In her tight skiing pants, she puts them all in a trance. then she can move in easily for the kill. Yodelay, 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 you're an outy little bugger. She likes her fondue and her tartiflette. She can eat alpine dainties just like the rest. When no one is looking, she'll be in the back room cooping, back putting eggs and bacon on a French baguette. Yodelay, 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 you're an outy little bugger. She represented Wigan at the Winter Games. She skated in the arena with her hair in flames, with a spangly little belt and wearing nothing else. They were inundated by insurance claims. Yodelay, 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 you're an outy little bugger. So if you stood on slaggies by the setting sun, and if you hear a coming man, you'd better run. As she slaloms left and right, you won't ever win a fight with a ski stick sticking out of your bum. Yodelay, 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 you're an outy little bugger.
Over yodel.
What hell?
That dollar makes me howl of honey boo boo.
Well, that's got to go. That's got to go. That chick's like 30 years old now.
Yeah, I'm surprised, surprised she hasn't ended it all. I'm shocked. I'm blown away. I thought for sure she would.
Well, there's still time. I think since she was a reality TV show star, naturally she ought to try for a career in politics.
Yeah, there you go.
That always works out good.
Other morons, yeah.
Because people believe anything.
There you go. Dollar make me holler.
I was talking to my Republican friend there last night, and he says, I said, well, yeah, because Uncle Bobo said, don't believe what you hear, just believe what I say. He goes, oh, he never said that. I said, dude, I've heard him say it. He fucking said that. Numerous occasions. He never said that.
They deny it. Play the tape for him. They still deny it.
I don't get it. I'm gonna quit trying too.
I give up, man.
I accept what I can't control, man.
Exactly.
Yikes and yikes. So let's see. That's about it, man. wasn't a very interesting weekend. Too much. Well, everybody liked the yodel. That's nice.
Yeah. A good hidey yodel.
Oh, the potato ball game. Yeah, we talked about that. we're not interested in that. Yeah. So I guess we touched on everything.
Yeah.
In this world. And the Valentine's Day song. So it's full circle. Time for a quickie.
A quickie on it.
It's got to be a quick quickie. Not a long quickie. Quick quickie. Okay. Quick quickie. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. A quick quickie. The pickle song.
Pa pickle, pa 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 pickle, pickle pickle, pa pickle, And he'd have loved you more than ever. A broken heart is like a Nazi, and a Nazi is like the blues. The Fuhrer that you have, the Fuhrer you have to lose. He would have loved you more than ever, bro. If he'd only known what fun you really are, you'd have shown him how a fresh wound's more exciting than a scar. He wouldn't have cared, you're not a natural blonde. He'd have loved you more. Oh, he'd have loved you more. Yeah. He'd have loved you more than ever broke. A broken heart is like a Nazi, and a Nazi's like blues.
The government totally sucks, you motherfucker. The government totally sucks. Ben Franklin was a rebel indeed. He liked to get naked while he smoked on the weed. He was a genius, but if he was here today, the government would fuck him up his righteous day. Now let me tell you something about the government. They're fucking up the environment.
Hey, what?
They're taking all the fucking beautiful animals,
yeah,
and making them fucking extinct.
Oh no!
The government totally sucks, you motherfucker. The government totally sucks.
Calling me a motherfucker?
The government totally sucks.
Government.
Cause the land, love, and freedom is just a baby's breath away. And if we hold hands together, we can bring back the USA. The USA.
Government totally sucks.
All right. Okay.
Missed it by that much. All right, Tommy.
Tommy.
Alrighty.
Yeah, I just that worked, the Batman. I see the Batman where Burt Ward met his second wife.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, cute little blonde. He had just gotten a divorce from his first wife weeks before meeting her on the show, and he married this woman a couple months later.
Schmuck.
And that lasted 2 years.
And think of all the blowjobs he missed.
Uh-huh. In those 2 years.
I know.
If he missed them. If he, I looked up his book. You know, the cheapest you can get is $80.
Get the fuck out of town.
That's a big time collector's item. Now, I thought it would be. I thought if any were still in existence, there'd be a lot.
Yeah, you got to go scrounging in the used bookstores for that one.
Uh-huh. Some knucklehead probably has it on the flea market or something. That's about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, everything. Yeah, you can't get no deals no more.
Nah.
There's nothing. There's no good deals anymore.
You gotta check your museum. You probably got it someplace.
No, I would know if I had that.
You gotta look up that shit you got. You probably, yeah, if that goes for $80, you probably got some worthwhile money there.
Well, I was gonna retire on that Mein Kampf money.
Yeah, remember to see that. The upside down book.
I made a note of it, sir.
Okay.
Check it out, man. All right, man. Good job. Send me more
time,
shit.
Fun time.
Let's do it again Friday. How's that?
That sounds good.
Because I ain't got nothing to do, man. It's a sad, sad state of affairs. But, you know,
right.
you don't have
yeah. It happens.
It's just a bunch of shit that happens, man.
We don't.
Yeah, we're not. All right, well, on that note, let's ride into the sunset.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.